Hello, and welcome to our podcast, What's the Topic Again? Thank you all for joining us. This is going to be our last podcast of the season. Yep. I am your co-host, Deborah Love.
And I am your other co-host, Imaria Love, aka Mars on the Internet.
We appreciate that you all are still
sticking around with us.
You know, we had some delays. We had some, we had a loss in our family, a big loss in our family. We'll discuss that, you know. I don't think I'm ready to discuss it right
I'm
now.
I'm not here, but I feel like we probably will discuss it maybe like through blog posts of like healing journey and stuff like that.
Right. So we would definitely discuss that later. But as of right now, I'm going to turn it over to the co-host and she's going to let us know what is the topic again.
All right. So this topic we've been talking about on the podcast, probably snippets you probably heard specifically of Reddit. We're talking about the world realm of Reddit, specifically the subreddit, aka the like subverse of the app Reddit, r/AITA, which is am I the A word, if you would, which I'm not going to say the word because we know we family friendly. So specifically, we're going to be reading a few stories on those, and specifically that subgenre of Reddit is basically people sharing their business and asking Reddit, can you help with stuff? That's it. That's all the stuff.
And I'm letting you know that this is my first time going through these.
Same here.
I don't even look at Reddit in that type of way. I look at Reddit when I'm looking for other information or something like that, but I don't look at it in that format to find out people's business and try to respond to what they're asking on. So I guess it's going to be a surprise to me just as well as to maybe some of our viewers. Yeah. I don't know.
But we like trying new stuff on here. So anyway, we're going to take a little break and we'll be on to the first story, hopefully. So specifically, you want to read the first story?
Yeah, I mean, from what I wish you could right now,
would have grabbed your readers or something.
Well, you can expand it out a little bit. I can kind of like, that's good. That's good.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to just make sure it's even.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the first story, people.
AITA for saying I'll be driving myself and paying for my own room on the upcoming family vacation so I won't have to be a babysitter. Okay. What's this?
Yeah. I'm going to say, I 23-year-old, was repeating
okay, so
this stuff.
I'm a 23.
Mama, English is not a thing. You better stop with this grammar stuff.
Okay, I'm saying, I was repeatedly stuck playing the part of helper and babysitter on family outings. I had to move out of my parents' house because I kept being forced to help watch my three nephews. Last year, we took a family vacation in summer to the coast. I rode along with my parents, and they paid for my hotel room. Only I had to share that room with the three rowdy boys because my sister and her husband wanted a room to themselves. I promised time to do my own things on the vacation. Okay. All right.
But instead, I ended up having to help with these kids. I complained to everyone about it and was reminded I was there for free. And then we pretty much just did only one thing I wanted to do, which was an art gallery tour. That's it. Okay, I like doing this
whenever I'm at the coast. But the kids find it boring. So this year, my parents have a beach trip planned for June, and they assume that I'll be riding, ruining the vacation if I'm off doing my own thing while she has to wrangle her three boys. I ended up yelling at her that last year. All she did was rope me into her mess. I didn't really get to do much of anything I wanted to do, and I was treated like the bad guy for wanting to just go to an art gallery. I'm a grown man. I deserve my own vacation, too. Now my sister is not speaking to me, and my parents are still trying to convince me to just ride with them to keep the peace. I'm still refusing, but the pressure is getting to me. Am I the A for not giving in? I know they'll have a pretty hard time when they won't have another person there to help.
All right. So we're going to stop there specifically. So let's just elaborate on this story real quick. Mm-hmm. So specifically, this guy specifically, so it's like he's the brother of the sister, I think, on more sense.
Yeah, he's the brother of the sister.
And the sister has three kids, which are his nephews. Mm-hmm. And he don't want to take care of them because, in my opinion, they have a responsibility to do so. Y'all are the parents. But specifically, with them, like I said, that's not his responsibility to take care of the kids, even on y'all on a vacation. If y'all have vacation trips, if y'all wanted to do a one-on-one, y'all could hire a babysitter and do y'all one too, you know? Not specifically his responsibility, especially he wants to join on his own accord to do whatever he wants to do, you know?
And the thing about it is they did take advantage of him from my standpoint. If he's 23 years old, yes, he's riding with his parents is paying for his room, but it's a family vacation. Let me know in advance if it's going to be my responsibility for taking care of my nephews on this vacation. Then I can refuse to not even go on a vacation. So he's doing something right as far as, okay, I'm going on this family vacation, but I'm paying for my own room and I'm driving my own car. Mm-hmm. So that way he won't be stuck with the responsibility of taking care of his sister kids. And she shouldn't even want that to happen that. I don't think that's right.
Me either. I don't. I really don't.
And I don't think,
he said a hope for any of that.
No,
at all.
No. I mean, if she stops speaking to him, then, you know, that's your loss as far as having a relationship with your brother, because you can't expect that to happen with your brother.
Right.
Are you paying him as far as babysitting?
Which I bet you not. I bet you no.
Those kids are your responsibility on a family vacation. You think that's family time for you and your husband, and then you put your own kids' responsibility on your brother? That's not right.
That is not right. All right, so let's read the edit specifically of what he wrote. It barely been an hour since I posted, but my sister is apparently a Reddit lurker in the mornings, and she saw my post. Not only is she furious with me, but she also she's also upset no one in the comments is siding with her. Mm-hmm. To make it short, she went on a big rant about how it's so hard to be a parent to triplets. Well, boo freaking who, y'all shouldn't have smashed. Anyway, and the least I could do is help because I'm young and single. Stupid. She needs a break. Stupid. I'm sorry. I stood my ground on my own decision, and now she's calling our parents to get them involved. I'm expecting a call from them any minute.
Okay, so she's a Reddit reader.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen his posts. She's upset because people are not siding with her. And people are not siding with her because she is wrong, you know, for expecting that of him. Just because he's 23 and single, that don't make it like that. You shouldn't feel like that he don't have a life or he don't want to do anything just because he's 23 and single.
Right.
This is a vacation for him just like it is a vacation for you as well.
Right.
So your vacation should tie in your triplets and not just think, okay, my brother's here. So
I'm going to say me and my husband can have a good old time away.
Right, right. So whatever you and your husband is doing, you need to include the kids in with it. And if you want to take a vacation, then hire somebody to come along and pay for them to have a room so then they can take care of the triplets.
Yeah.
That is not your brother's responsibility.
No, it's not at all. At all.
So the update.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm off work now, so I can tell more of what went down. I guess you could say it's over. My sister got our parents involved, and they looked at my post and were absolutely horrified by the continuous influx of commenters. Yes, they're very angry with me that I posted here, but I told them that if they just listened to me to begin with, I'd have never needed to. I'm sick of the whole keep the peace mentality that sacrifices me to placate my sister. They, in turn, went off on my sister, and to make a long story short, the whole vacation has been canceled. The hotel wasn't booked yet anyway, but my parents are arguing with my sister. My sister is blaming me, and my nephews are crying because they aren't going to the beach. My sister called me at lunch and basically implied I have no life, which is why I have time to help. I recorded that and told our parents, and that's currently what they're fighting about.
That sister's selfish.
Right.
Very selfish.
So, what she mean she don't have, he don't have a life? He's 23.
Right.
He's living, he's working, yeah. He got a life.
Yeah.
His life is not to take care of your kids.
Right. I'm not saying y'all should be very fortunate enough that your parents even, like, you know, have enough money to say, hey, let's go on a vacation. You know what I mean?
And still including you and your husband in the vacation.
And whereas, the kids, probably.
Whereas you could, because they're probably doing it because they want to spend time with their grandkids.
Right.
You know, so.
But anyway, here's a smaller update specifically. I wasn't going to update again, but here's a little more. Parents said that they won't ever push babysitting on my nephews on me again. And have agreed that what happened last year was unfair to me. Right now, they're very angry with my sister for telling me I should help her because she thinks I have no life. My sister is playing the victim, and my brother-in-law is basically saying nope to the whole mess and spending most of his time at work. It says, thank you for everyone who commented. You made my day.
Well, I mean, that right there, the sister is wrong. The husband, I mean, he's playing a factor in it as well. Just brushing under the rug.
Or not getting involved at all.
Right. He should say, hey, we were wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to say, because those are still your kids. You know what I mean?
That is your brother, and we should not be pushing that responsibility on him.
Yeah. You want to take a break real quick in between? All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be on to the second story. Okay, I heard of this story before, but I have not.
You have read?
I have not read the whole thing. I only heard snippets and on YouTube. That was it, because obviously this Reddit thing been on the internet for God knows how long. Especially reading this subreddit.
This one is saying it was 1 year ago.
So I try to keep like some recent ones anyway. Nothing that's like been 4 or 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
So here we go with the second story. I'm gonna say. AITA for not letting my sister's boyfriend use hot sauce. Start reading, mother.
Every Sunday, my family rotates who makes dinner. One day, it's my wife and I. The next time, it's my sister and her boyfriend. The next, my mom and dad. And then finally, my grandmother. With our busy lives, this day is very important. Well, this day is important to us because besides holidays, we want to be able to meet up and chat or eat without it. We come from an Italian family, but are in Canada. My mom was born there. I was here. I take my food very seriously, especially Italian food, and double especially because my mom is eating with us. I spent all day preparing dinner, and when we sat down to eat, my sister's boyfriend is humming and hawing, saying my meal is missing something. He said he needs hot sauce and starts walking to my fridge. All I have is Frank's and Sriracha. I like hot sauce too, but I don't dare mix cuisines like that. So I stopped him saying I appreciate if he enjoyed my meal as it is. He said it's no big deal, and in a way it isn't, but also in many ways it is. I told him at the very least I have some Calabrino chili or some Calabrian chili oil he can use, or dried chili flakes. Then it would at least still be Italian. He insists on Sriracha, and I declined him. He escalated it and said he was going to go to the store and buy his own bottle and return if that's the case. And I said, by all means. He left. We finished up dinner, and we called it an early night. Everyone is putting their coat and shoes on, and he returns, and he's pissed.
Oh, Lord. So, was...
Was I the A word?
My sister's on my side, if it matters, but this has been a fight all day yesterday between them because he wanted my sister on his side, not mine. They've been dating for only 3 months. Well,
Is this the end of the story?
Well, it's an update, so I'm trying to keep a surprise for us.
Okay.
But specifically, in my opinion, we don't have authentic food that we cook. We really don't care what you put on your food. As long as you know, if you personally like say, this is missing something, you can use a little salt to it and something like that.
We black.
Yeah, so it really don't matter to us.
We put hot sauce. Well, AKA your daddy put hot sauce on basically just about everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like hot sauce because of the acidic taste afterwards anyway.
I don't eat no hot food whatsoever.
So, I mean, it really doesn't matter to us as long as, you know, it's good soul food that is going to fill up our body and call it a day. That's just our thing. Specifically, I mean, for being Italian, I know how some Italians are with their food and cuisine. They wanted to keep it, like, you know, fresh, authentic as
I didn't see nothing wrong with the chili flakes, but I guess, either. You know, since I don't eat hot food, so...
Me either. I don't eat hot sauce like hot sauce,
but...
But, I mean, you can even collaborate on the sense of you're talking about pizza and how some people Americanize it using ranch on pizza.
Well, then I made a cold commercial out of that.
Yeah, so it's, I'm like, it, I say, I don't really think there's a bad side to either or, because I understand both sides. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you want to add something to the food that makes it taste good and that you'll eat it and clean the plate, go ahead. But if you have your own certain cuisine that you just is like, don't ruin it, then that's cool too. That's just my opinion. I don't think either of them are wrong. I'm not gonna lie to you, but to each their own.
Granted, that's an Italian family,
right?
That's their tradition,
right?
And with their food, they don't put hot sauce on it.
No.
So my thing is, be respectful to the cook.
Right, right.
And be mindful that they did take the time out to make a meal.
That's
and you were
true.
Invited
That's
to
true.
It.
That's true.
You've only been in that family for 3 months.
Yeah. So you still got some respect in
right,
around
right.
that
respect
you got to do.
It. And if you feel like you wanted to put hot sauce on it, don't do it in front of them. Ask them, can you take the meal home and then you can do it outside of it. But my thing is, respect what they took the time out
to do. I can see what you mean by that.
Try to eat the food. Granted, it may be missing something.
Mm-hmm.
To you and your taste, if you put hot sauce on everything, everything going to taste like hot sauce to you.
Yeah.
So you just want to load hot sauce on it. That's what you eat. Mm-hmm. You want to put hot sauce on everything.
Yeah.
But if they didn't have it there, I find it to be very disrespectful to... leave a place that you were invited over for dinner to go buy your own hot sauce. And
that
then,
is rude. I forgot about that for a second. Yeah, that is rude.
And,
that's very rude right
and
there.
And buy your own hot sauce and then you upset because you were gone so long and they called it an early night and it's over with. You know, and then you upset as well because the girl that you dating, his sister,
right,
didn't agree with you. She sided with her brother.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know you for 3 months.
I'm going to say, I know you would drop. I know both of us will probably drop
because
it like
right
a flower.
Now, we're going to have we having issues already after 3 months. And you upset because I'm siding with a family member that I've known for years.
Right.
And I've only known you for 3 months. Then we probably need to go ahead and only cut this relationship
either
right
cut
now.
Cut it or have a conversation and see where your mind is at. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. And I don't even think it's
I don't
worth
even think
to
it's
even be having a fight about hot sauce. Mm-mm. Come on now.
Yeah, but say, that is something so little.
Okay, let's see what the update is.
All right. So this is the little edit anyway. If it matters, what is it?
I made carbonara,
okay,
bruschetta, and then for the main course, which he didn't get to yet was a seafood platter in red sauce.
Oh, I know what that is. I forgot what it's called, though. It starts with a P. I can't remember. But it's because it has all different array of seafood. It got, like, clam in it. It got, shrimp in it. It got all that up in there.
My wife and I are 34, 35, respectively. My sister and her boyfriend are 23 and 22, respectively.
Okay, so younger sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who knows? specifically with this, because it really has not been a new comment since it has been locked.
Yeah.
But as we have stated anyway on our own opinion, like I said, either way it goes, because I can agree with what you're saying, respect the cook no matter what, because they took the time to cook for you.
Yeah, it's a free meal for you.
I'm going to say, when they didn't have to, they could have said, nah, you can go buy food from somewhere else, and right. we can eat with my family, because you're not family yet. They could have, he could have said that to your face. But he didn't, because he's like trying to be respectful and, you know, he respect his sister's wishes.
And offer them other things that will make the meal hot, and it will be best for that particular cuisine right. instead of putting hot sauce on it.
Right,
you know?
Because you never know, it could be ruining it, because sriracha and, well, any hot sauce has like a high amount of vinegar in it anyway, if I'm incorrect.
I don't know, I don't...
I know I read the label before in the past, but I could be wrong. Who knows? But I'm not a huge fan of hot sauce, nor my mom don't like no hot food. So, like I said, respect the cook. If someone cooked for you, you better throw down and you better eat whatever you want.
Right.
If you don't want to eat it, you don't have to. No one's forcing you to.
We've been invited to relatives' houses right. and I eat what they prepared. And mm-hmm. I'm good with eating what they prepared, you know, because most of the time they ask what we want before we even come right. over there.
I'm going to say, because they have like purchase stuff like that. You know, I don't even know what that is. Is that a bird or something?
It's fish.
Okay, I don't know what that is. I'm like, okay, I don't know. I heard purchase. And I'm thinking bird. I'm thinking bird. I'm like, all right.
Why are you thinking a bird? Because a bird perched on a tree limb or something?
I know there's a bird type name, a perch anyway. I ain't crazy. But that's okay, what I thought.
Look that up. We're talking about a fish.
I didn't know what that was. So I'm like, I don't want to eat that. So that's why I guess y'all brought home ribs
with
and
me,
stuff like
only
that.
Thing, but when it comes down to fish, I will probably grab some mustard, you know, and that's a vinegar right. base as well mm-hmm. with doing that. And of course, your daddy put hot sauce on it.
Yep. So, I mean, me, I'm more since I lean to chicken, ribs. You know, y'all have fish. It depends on what type of fish y'all got.
Right,
I eat that.
Right.
But, I don't go too crazy on the sides, because not everybody has the same palate as the sides, you know. Because not everybody gonna eat baked beans. Not everybody
Me.
Gonna. I must say that not everybody gonna eat green beans, corn. You
Me.
Know. I mean, I eat both of them, but the corn gets stuck in your teeth. I don't like that. But and you be sucking on your teeth all the
but
whole day.
I take my corn on the cob, I take it and I just cut it
Even
off the cob.
Even when you do that, still, the kernel is, that's what I mostly think about getting stuck in your teeth.
That's but why you take dental floss with you. Everywhere you go, have some in your purse.
Go to the $1.25 tree and you can get a
no,
little pack
just,
of that.
I keep some in my purse. I just grab
no, it's
some.
A little pack, the one that I bought. It's only $1.25. Boop.
It got to be the right one. It may be.
It's mint tea. And it made my
be.
Teeth clean.
Is it by Glide?
No.
Because some of the dental floss get stuck in your teeth.
Not all of them. It just depends on the quality.
Yeah, and then some of them will break as well.
Yeah, it depends on how rough you're being. You're not supposed to be that rough with it.
No, but then it just depends on, you know, the strands that they make it with.
Yeah.
And some of them will get stuck down in your teeth. I like the Glide brand. It just slide in my teeth and get what I need to get out.
Right. What's the topic again, Lord?
Okay, we on Reddit. I just had to let you know what I get when
I
get
think we both
kernels
did.
Stuck in my teeth.
But specifically,
$1.25 tree. I don't know. I had to look at that dental floss. I'm not doing that.
Just it's a good quality dental floss because I used it while we were out of town and it worked good for me. All right. Anyway, we're going to take a break and we're going to get to the next story. I'm just going to take a sip of your water real quick while
yeah,
I pull up the other
water.
Thing. We've about 25 minutes on the dot. And I think, yeah, I'm going to say have one more story after this. And yes, this one has an edit and everything. Ooh, this is long. All right, we're going to be here for probably 10 to 15 minutes. All right. This is nothing weird. I'm being serious. I did look at this.
Okay, I got this.
All right.
Okay. Am I the A word for calling out hubby's 39-year-old male friend and 42-year-old male for getting their coworker, the 40-year-old female, pregnant and then... Okay, her husband is 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His friend is 42 years
mm-hmm.
old. The coworker is 40 years old, female. Mm-hmm. The friend got the 40-year-old female pregnant and then ditching mm-hmm. on the kid mm-hmm. and taking her to court because mm-hmm. he didn't want to pay child support.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay,
right.
So basically, just from that part, so he got her pregnant and then said that was not his child, and then now they got to go to court because he don't want to pay child support. Okay.
We had to do that.
Had to get that together. Okay. Right. So my husband's, my husband is friends and co-workers with both people. So he's friends with the female and the male,
mm-hmm.
or co-workers with the male and the male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to get it. Okay.
So he kept the super awkward friendship with, we'll call him Frank,
mm-hmm.
but not talking about mm-hmm. the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The situation is Frank hooked up with a 40-year-old Marlene, and she ended up pregnant. Okay, mm-hmm. now he's taking her to court to try to get out of child support, his side being that she told him she couldn't get pregnant after he said he didn't want kids. So the husband is trying to stay neutral on both sides by not talking about it to either side. But at home, it hurts him because we've been trying for a kid for 3 years and have been working through some fertility issues, and his friend gets someone pregnant like it's nothing and then wants nothing to do with it. So that's really, you know, ticks him off.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank ended up being at the same ball game with us. Her husband said, the husband said he wants us to come hang out. I said I wasn't really interested in hanging out with a person like that. One thing led to another, and we're hanging out together. Ultimately, after the game is over, we're all BSing. I end up calling him out for being his responsibility as an adult. He ends the conversation by saying he has had to pay this whole time. I walked away, but he had to go back and defend my husband, but he wants to hear none of that. But he had to go back to defend my husband. But okay.
But so he didn't want to hear none of that.
Okay, so truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Then Frank's side piece gets involved and we have to leave before I get us kicked out.
Lord, they getting that ruckus?
So am I the A for even talking about it? Maybe different place, different time. But I had no intention of seeing him again. Also, he brought it up because he said, we're all family. I said, no. He asked why. I said, you know why. The rest is history.
Well, this is a little something, ain't it?
Yeah.
So her and her husband, like I'm talking about specifically the coworker friends and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
The actual person who's talking, which is a woman, if I'm assuming correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her husband, anyway, they've been trying for a kid for a while, and you know, little issues happen, which is might be life, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes genetics just don't mesh well, and things don't happen. That is not your fault, okay? But specifically, you know, I know, especially with certain friends, and even that's including marriage or getting together with people, or even as it is in their case, getting pregnant by some person, and you know, you've been trying and trying and trying, and you see other people, you know, doing what you want to do, and it just ain't happening on your time, and you get a little jealous or even a little hurt. You know, I understand that because I've been there before, but specifically, in my opinion, I don't think she's wrong for that, but in the same breath, I don't feel like it's her place, though, because those two are supposed to be fighting in court, not you and them in the mix.
Well, like you're saying, in a way, she's getting her personal feelings involved.
Right.
Because even though the young lady, Marlene, told the friend that she could not get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and she got pregnant anyway, he probably felt like it was entrapment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking that, okay, now you're pregnant and I'm responsible for taking care of a kid, mm-hmm. but you told me that you could not get pregnant. So mm-hmm. now you got to go to court. On the flip side, right. like you're saying, with the husband and the wife, mm-hmm. and the husband's trying to stay neutral and not really getting involved in, which I understand is his standpoint.
Right.
I wouldn't want to take your side, mm-hmm. I'm not going to take her side. You know, both of you all are adults. Even though she said she couldn't get pregnant, that still doesn't mean that you go and have, you know, unprotected intercourse.
Right. So I was thinking in my head, I'm like, protect my gun.
If you can't, if she's saying that she can't, but she still, you know, it could be a fling, it could be a relationship, whatever it is, still protect yourself, day and time.
Always.
That's what you should be doing. I mean, both of y'all grown. Both of you, you know, you're in your 30s, you're in your, he 42, she 40.
Yeah.
You know, you are old enough to know that that's what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the wife, you know, she's becoming emotional because she's putting her personal feelings into it because she feel like, okay, you don't want to be accountable for this kid.
Yeah.
And because of what she said, mm-hmm. and here we are taking fertility pills and going through this fertility situation. Cycle, trying to have a kid. So mm-hmm. we want a kid. You got a kid and you don't want the kid.
Right.
So that probably, you know,
it's definitely like we both saying, like, it's a clash of emotions now. And it's a lot.
Even with us, you know, we were married for a while before you came along. And I felt like that, you know, I've seen other people around having kids. And so if I wasn't blessed with it, because I was getting, you know, over the age of 35, anytime you're over the age of 35, they say you're in a high risk pregnancy at that time. So, you know, you still seen people have kids.
Even after that age, you know.
And, you know, I've seen a woman I know for the first 10 years I worked at the casino, she was pregnant every year. I mean, you know, but some people are fertile like that. And it just all depends. But, you know, it does if you want to have one. But I think, too, when it come down to it, things like that,
mm-hmm.
you have to relax and you just have to know that's God's time. And it's nothing besides that. I mean, if you do have some health issues where you got to have fertility pills, then that's it. But I always was all, to me, once I go back and I sit back and I think about it, it's all about God's time, you know, because I probably wanted a child at that time, but did I need one? Did I have the time for it? You know, with how my schedule was, you know, was it right timing? And as I think about it, no, it was not. You know?
Yeah.
We had responsibilities. We had a child in the house as well. So it probably wasn't the right time. But with her, she should not put her personal feelings in something in two other adults' situations.
Right. Like
they got to deal with that situation.
Yeah, they got to figure it out.
They don't have anything to do with her.
Right. Even though they your friends and you trying to look out for them or whatever, they are the ones that are making the big decision. That's if they want to like an attorney and everything like that, then handle court cases and try to handle everything
and how
out
it
like
goes,
that.
It's going
to
be how it goes. You don't know what happened. You don't know the conversation as far as did she actually tell them that she could not have any kids? Because I know people get entrapped like that all the time. When you tell somebody you don't have any kids, you can't have any kids. And that could even be a man. Say, okay, I can't have any kids.
He said he didn't really want kids. And that's why he was so upset at her anyway.
Yeah.
And that's why he didn't want to pay child support, because it's like he didn't want kids in the first place.
Well, if she said she couldn't have any kids, so he felt like, okay, she must be messing with somebody else too, and as well as messing with me.
Let's look at this edit real quick. How about that? All right. Y'all are right. What is ESH?
I have no idea.
It's an acronym for something. Put it on the screen, Mario. We're going to figure it out together. Mm-hmm. I'm new to Reddit and I have to look up what that means, but I love it because it's true. I never should have handled it the way I did. She is the a-hole for that, mm-hmm. so she's saying. And I'm taking a lot out on him for our
infertility issues. Yeah, she did. Messy thing.
Yeah, I was going to figure out a word. Crappy thing to do. Crappy thing is we were all friends before this. My husband worked with both of them. And my coworker is her sister. okay. So this definitely makes a whole 180 on what we're saying now. So we all hung out together multiple times. The last time was actually at a basketball game. A baseball game. I see a theme here, as she put in quotes. When she was newly pregnant with hit and... Oh, my bad. Let me start over. When she was newly pregnant and he was still in it... As wanted to be
the kid's father.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to be the child's father. Mm-hmm. But she was so excited because she mentioned then that she didn't think she could get pregnant. So it was her understanding that she couldn't. Whether it was medically confirmed or not, I don't know. I do know firsthand it cost a lot of money to find out. I can only imagine why.
I never got this side of the story until last night. He said that when they hooked up, both by mutual agreement, he wrapped it up the first few times. Then I guess things progressed and they didn't want to use protection. Okay, so we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He told her he didn't want kids and she said she couldn't have them. I don't think either of them lied. I think they both believed their sides. I honestly don't believe it was entrapment because that's not the kind of person she is.
So, like you're saying, you know, people can't trick up with that. Right, but so right. It was true on both ends. They just really, it was just a shot in the dark. That's right. All that was.
But I guess there are crazier things. In the end, it's a lot messier than what my husband told me. That was no reason I wanted to talk to Frank. That was one reason I wanted to talk to Frank. But it sucks that it turned out the way it did because now their baby is the one who will suffer and needs support.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up his rights because he does not want to have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that said he should get out of it because he said before he didn't want kids, I get that point. But in the end, there's a kid now, and while he can give up his rights and not have anything to do with the kid, he still needs to be held accountable by financially supporting it. It sucks, but it takes two to tango, and it was his swimmers that resulted in a child.
I like that word.
Wanted or not. He wasn't. And in the beginning, he wanted to make it work.
Yeah.
He was going to be the father. I'm not sure what changed.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say AITI for not being a freaking adult. And taking responsibility financially and acting like it's no big deal. And specifically just saying AITI for even saying that. And if she didn't know for sure, for hubby specifically for not having a conversation like this with Frank, like a man-to-man mm-hmm. conversation in the first place. And for putting me in the position when he... knew I didn't want to go, which right. is very fact. I thought about that too. She didn't want right. to go. She didn't have to go. So apparently she got dragged into it anyway. Right.
She went over there with her husband, you uh-huh. know, when they went to that, I guess, was at the baseball game.
Yeah. I'm going to say, and AITI for letting it go. I'm going to say, letting it get to me and not being able to control myself. Frank brought it up because he asked why I didn't want to hang out. I just hate the position this puts my husband in. Now he feels like he has to pick sides and is torn. And it torn two friendships apart. I know that's gotta hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it even worse last night. Oh, Lord. And I think the thing that hurts him is Frank acts like nothing happened. And it's no big deal. And he doesn't care about my husband's feelings or situation at all. Stupid all around. Huh. Thanks for everything. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
My thing is still, like she's saying, So now it's revealed that they did use protection.
Right.
That's what I was
and
saying.
And it was consensual.
It was consensual, you know.
Specifically, no one hurt either side party at all. That's what we're basically saying.
Right.
And
if he's giving up the rights of to this child, but you know, that's what I remember. I don't know whether it's a comedian or an actor or somebody is saying, you know, when a person give up the rights to a child or just don't be in that child's life at mm-hmm. all, and then come to find out that child becomes a millionaire or famous or something.
They want to step up
and say something, you know. And sometimes it does. It makes that child is going to wonder why my father didn't want to be involved with mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. What did I do wrong to not want him to be in my life?
Yeah.
You know, if she's honest with him.
From him
or her. Yeah. So that question is going to come up and she's going to have an answer for that question.
Yep.
And he may have to have an answer for that question too, if the child wants to meet him or just know who he is, you know.
Yeah.
Some people grow up and they decide, okay, I became successful without having that parent in my life. She may end up meeting a man that is going to take on that responsibility and say, okay, this is my son, this is my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and teach them some things and they become successful. Then you want to come along and say, hey, I'm your father. You know, I'm sorry.
I know that'll mess up any child's brain.
I'm that, you know. And that individual is going to say, no, you're not my father. My father is this person who's been around me my entire life.
Yeah.
So that's some of the things that you're going to have to think about as an adult because you're not taking on this responsibility. I would say a mature adult. You're 42 years old.
Right.
She's 40. So you don't know when you and this child paths may cross, you know, sometime in the future. So just don't take, that's an individual.
Yeah.
That's one of God's children that you are pushing to the curb. This is a child.
Yeah. I'm going to say a child needs, you know, at most two supportive just someone to call family to keep together, you know,
they're going to want to know who the father is.
Right.
Because,
and they're going to figure it out quick, you know, from 0 to 6, that's when that developmental process starts. So that's when they really start really understanding stuff. And then after the age 6, they go really get some stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try to understand a lot more.
Just think about the things that they're going to have that's going to ask for the father to be involved.
Right.
And if it's not another man in her life, then that child going to start asking questions, or the little kids around them going to start asking questions,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
So then that's when this child is going to start feeling some type of way because Lisa's dad or John's dad come to an event. Where's my dad?
Yeah. And I'll say this on top of that, just to wrap it up anyway, don't let somebody's predicament or circumstance upset you, especially if it doesn't involve you, in my opinion,
right.
Because specifically letting that stress your raise your blood pressure, all that ain't worth it. You can simply just walk away or put your foot down and say I ain't going, or just to give yourself peace of mind.
Yeah,
because
she could have not joined.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's not your time, and especially I would say on top of that too, especially you have a significant other that's willing to listen to you and understand where you're coming from. Anyway, you could have talked to your husband in the first place, saying I really don't want to go because what he did anyway. Because I bet you he knows specifically about what happened with his friend and the coworker and stuff like that. Because that's what is the coworker is his sister.
Well, then his wife. It's the sister.
Okay.
Worked with the sister. Mm-hmm, that's her mm-hmm. co-worker.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
the husband worked with the two that got involved.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just in general, I'm like...
The sister may have talked to the wife. I don't think she did. But it's just the fact that she do know her because she worked with her. But the husband got her involved because he was being neutral with both of them.
Right.
But he'll come home and just spill his guts with her.
Yeah.
You know, so now...
I feel like those two could have talked to each other. Like, I really don't feel comfortable with being around him because, you know, it makes me feel some sort of way how he's treating his kid. And I don't want to go to this game. I don't care how much convincing it is. Like I said, put your foot down.
But then they were at the game in different sections, and then he called them
over. I could say, before even, like, invited them to the game in the first place, like I said, have that conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. She should have had the conversation.
Put your foot down.
We don't want to be involved with anything that they have, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be a part of what's going on because I don't feel comfortable because we trying to have kids, and he got a child, and he's doing this and that, so... if he knew that she was emotional about what they were going through, he probably would have stopped telling her what was going on.
Right. I'm just saying, just let it
be. He could have just left that out.
Yeah. And that's how I perceive it, just to wrap it up anyway. But we got one more story, and we going to obviously take a break, and we going to be right back. I had to skim through this real quick because I thought it was going to be something crazy, but it's not. So...
Okay. Am I the A for humiliating my boyfriend and telling his friends? All right. So my boyfriend is 29 and I am 28. We met in the same company. I since left, but he's still there. He makes about $130,000 in tech sales. I make $180,000 as a cloud architect. He likes to complain because his commission compensation was reduced and the pre-sales engineers got a raise. I know it because a lot of salespeople were writing really aggressive contracts that led to unhappy customers, and now the guidelines for sales has made it harder to make sales. My boyfriend used to make $40,000 or more, so he's a bit ticked about that, although to me, it's just the natural downturn in the tech sector.
Yeah, the tech world, it go crazy.
So he was talking mess about how all pre-sales engineers do is talk about products on PowerPoint and don't do any actual work that makes the customer sign. I got annoyed because he doesn't know anything about tech, and most pre-sale engineers I used to work at had 4 to 8 years of software development experience, not to mention very specific training on the products before they got to be making that salary. I have 2 years of support experience, 3 years of software development experience before I made $180K, and my boyfriend only has sales experience, so to discount with how much knowledge is needed is pretty messy. So he said he knows some coding and could take their jobs. Mm-hmm. I told him since he thinks he knows their role, he should be able to pass a junior coding interview and technical questions. He agreed and said, "Loser pays for dinner," and I agreed. I got some interview questions and coding questions like FizzBuzz and HashMap coding question. He couldn't answer a single question, not even things like what's the difference between Java and Python? Explain the OSI layers. What's catching is, and the craziest one is what's the difference between SaaS and IaaS, which he definitely should know because he is selling SaaS products. I had 10 very basic questions and he couldn't answer a single one. He also didn't make any of the code run. So he was upset and argued with me the entire time, but I Googled things to prove he wasn't right. And he would suck and didn't pay for dinner.
I would kick him in the shin. You paid for dinner.
I was kind of bitter. He didn't pay for dinner. And when a friend of his came over a week later, I told him about it and we had a good laugh because he always likes to complain how easy engineers have it, while he had to travel and boast how he could do their job easily. He was there and yelled at me later for humiliating him.
Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to. My contact
seems like... keeps shifting or is it dry?
It's shifting. Mm. This is going to be a short. Watch Mama get a contact back on the side.
But specifically, I think she is the a-hole for that, in my opinion, because you're just trying to show him that you complain too much about little things when you want to do better and get more money, then work for it. Do it.
But like she said, you know, it took her some years to get to that $180,000 salary.
Plus, she, like you said, she trained for this anyway. 4 to 8 years doing it.
So. Right. So she have, what's that, tech side, what she say she did?
Of software development experience, and not to mention training on products.
2 years of support experience and 3 years of software development experience. So, hey, yeah, that's pretty good.
Real good.
And he developing only, software?
I'm going to say he only knows how to sell a product. That's it.
But that's what she said. But he said he know the he knew coding. So that's why she went and got. So if he knows coding, she said, okay, then you can take an interview.
Like he was, she was the most expected, like, at least answer one. Or even like the simplest stuff, especially if you know what you're doing anyway. You could have answered the easiest question that you do anyway.
But that's passing a junior coding interview and technical questions. So she got 10 questions. And some of the things that she's asking right there as far as Java and Python.
Yeah.
I heard of those.
I heard of those before too.
But I have not heard of SAAS and IAAS.
I heard of the Python and stuff like that specifically when I was doing STEM classes a lot, specifically in elementary school and middle school a little bit. So that has helped me a little bit, but I don't remember what it is. I know if I look it up, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Right. Right. But it's just to me, I can understand the embarrassment from him.
Because
she's saying that she's telling, and guys really don't like that. So no, that's one thing.
It, as a young, it almost ruins their manhood a little bit.
Right. As a young female, you're going to have to understand that some things you really can't say to another man about your man.
Yeah, because I mean, it's almost, like, say, what if we reverse it and do it something completely different, like, off-tech stuff and, like, only do, like, on the sense of sports? Can you answer simple sport questions or something like that? Some women can.
Yeah, a whole lot of women can.
And some women, like me, cannot.
But even to that point, if it was her, if it was flipped, and he was making a 180K and she making a 130, and then you talking, you saying that you know coding, and they ask you questions, you can't answer those questions. Now, one of your friends come around, and he tell your girlfriend about that. So how would that make you feel?
Right. And so it's just more sense of, like, understanding the other person's emotions and how they feel. That's right. Because you really never know.
Then you're in their 20s. You already making six figures. Come on now.
Ain't no complaining there. It shouldn't be
no complaining there. You got people who've been working their entire lives and never made a six-figure salary.
Nope.
So you in a field that you thriving and doing well in, and granted, you went to school for it. So you should
worked your butt off for
and
it.
And you in a good career field, that's a growing field as far as the tech side. Mm-hmm. So
he's always growing with that tech side. Like I said, I know that's tough. I know that for sure when she said that.
Trying to prove a point. You did. They didn't pass the 10
portions
that dinner, you did.
I would kick them in
the
shin.
Yeah, the thing about, and they didn't pay for dinner. Okay, just next time know that, okay, I can't make a bet with you, or you're not the...
That's the first and last bet that we'll ever do in our life. Right. So, time as boyfriend and girlfriend, that's it.
It's not going to happen. So you paid it. They mad, and that's that.
Let them be a little pressed. Probably apologize or something, maybe.
Right. And then...
move forward. That's it. It's something so little.
They're working at different companies right now anyway,
like,
so
it's something so little.
It's mediocre.
Yeah.
It's nothing to, push your relationship to an end about.
Yeah.
You know, so just know your boundary when it comes down to that.
I'm like, it is what it is. Ain't no update to that one at all. So that's why I turned it back to that. But, I mean, overall, how do you feel about these stories that you read a little bit?
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm not the one that would be running to Reddit to read those.
Me either.
From what you did right there, they did give from good conversation.
It does. And that's why I always wanted to do it, because I knew it would, like, lead us to probably, like, close to an hour
It gave a good conversation. It's almost like, okay, what's going on in your family and how are you going to fix this situation with your family, you know?
That's it. That's all. But I have not really read, you know, stories off of Reddit, like, from head to toe like this before. I know specifically I saw, like I said earlier, YouTube videos of people, like, you know, reading Reddit stories. You know, family oriented run, so the funny ones, work things. That's what right, I, that's what right. we go stick
the ones you pulled. Well, the ones you pulled up is pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna continuously remember just about every last one of them yeah. because they were pretty good. And that 23-year-old
story was pretty good for all of them.
Yeah, they really was. Yeah, they really was pretty yeah. good. Yeah, you did a great job on that.
Thank you. But do you want to do like any little announcements before we end the podcast episode, or do you want to just end it?
Well, I know we're going to take a break from doing our podcast. What's the topic again? I know you said you're going to do some shorts, you know, just kind of keep things going.
Yeah, and also on top of that, like I said, we'll still be active on the website and stuff like that a lot more.
I'll probably get a little bit more to do some blogs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably get out to do that.
Also on top of that, like I said, it's not like we're going to stop doing long-form content. We're probably going to come back with another video whenever we're ready on certain things anyway.
Right.
Especially if they're planned out like we normally would do with this anyway. And hopefully, you know, season 2 brings us new light, new joy.
I think it will. And, at least I know it will. Yeah.
And
yeah.
knowing that hopefully a new set will be a hold to us. If not, then we back to this. You know?
Back to this. Just change our backdrop.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway, specifically, we're going to take a little break and we're going to end the podcast episode. Alrighty, folks, if you have enjoyed this podcast episode, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and like and comment down below. We will leave a link to all of these stories, specifically giving credit where credit is due.
Exactly.
And specifically, if you want to read them on your own accord and follow along, you can go ahead and do so. Our website, www.whatsthetopicagain.com. You can go over there and you can see all our blog posts, updates, and everything like that. I know I did a community post specifically on YouTube about our circumstance for the past 2 weeks.
Right.
A little bit. Just a brief description. Not really like going deep dive or anything. But, you know, keep our family in prayer, as always. Specifically, if you believe in Christianity like we do. But even if not, you know, just... great is good blessing. That's it.
Right.
And healthy lives. That's all we ask for. You can listen to us on Apple and Spotify and also on YouTube, specifically of the audio version of our podcast. And for this being the last episode of the podcast, it's the last time we're going to be saying this. Oh, my Lord.
It's just the last episode of this season, not the last episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, get that straight.
Oh, all right. Mama Jesus.
I know you. Sometimes you have to be, you know, have to say the right words.
Yeah, because you say series finale or season finale.
Right.
This is season finale.
The podcast of this, no. Just of the season. We're going to take a few
months
off.
Like I said, this is season finale.
It's a season finale. We'll take a few months off and then we'll... you know, be back,
you know,
into different topics.
Yeah, that's going to be happening. But as always, specifically, we'll be doing our own separate things. So I'll probably like leave either a link or in the card, specifically in the end screen video, for you to go subscribe to our separate YouTube channels if you want to. Because eventually we're going to be posting on our own accords, on our own certain things that we want to do. And hopefully, I'll be posting soon. I have a video coming up very soon, specifically on like a deep dive of stuff.
I don't yet. I'm working on it.
But, I mean, you've been writing your book and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been writing
my
book and I've been writing poems.
She might do like specifically a vlog or something like that on her updates on how she writes her book and stuff like that and her writing process and where she come from. I feel like that's probably going to be your first video. Not going to lie to you.
Okay.
But anyway... hopefully you guys enjoy this podcast episode and hopefully y'all guys have a good rest of y'all week and weekend as always. And we'll see you guys very, very soon. Bye-bye now.